Over the years, I've noticed that people like Buddha, Rumi, Ralph Waldo Emerson, or poet Mary Oliver get more airtime with Unitarian Universalists than Jesus does. Perhaps this is because of our perplexity about Jesus, or our conflictedness about his role in our past or present spiritual lives, or his role in Unitarian Universalism in general. I've also noticed that often when we have grown up hearing about Jesus as interpreted by mainline Christian denominations, and then decide to move away from those denominations, we leave Jesus behind too. Or if we haven't learned much about Jesus at all, the bits we have heard can make us wonder what all the fundamentalist fuss is about. So let's talk about Jesus today, the Jesus we seem to know, and the other Jesus. When was the first time you heard about him? I was about 4 years old when I landed in a Methodist Sunday school, where I was read a story about a kind man named Jesus. A picture book showed him sitting under a shade tree, telling stories to the children clustered around him. A few years later, in a much more fundamentalist church, I was taught about a different Jesus, God's only son who had endured a terrible death on the cross to wash away my sins. I was told that I would go to hell instead of heaven unless I accepted Jesus as my personal savior. Still later, as a Roman Catholic adult, I heard strong emphasis on Jesus as part of a triune God, comprised of the anthropomorphic God the Father, Jesus, his only begotten but partly human Son, and the nebulous Holy Spirit, all rolled into one. 25 years or so ago, I discovered Unitarian Universalism, which is clearly rooted in and aligned with Christian ethics, but the Unitarian part of the name means that, for starters, UUs believe that God is one, not a trinity which includes Jesus. Jesus, to me now, was a mystic and a prophet with a special message, but no more or less a child of whatever or whoever God is than the rest of us human beings. As you use, we may define God as we choose. Or put another way, we may define God by listening to the callings of our hearts. As you use, we can also skip the notion of God altogether. There is something that gives me pause about relegating Jesus back to the pack with Isaiah and Moses and the rest of the prophets, the Christian prophets. I think it can diminish Jesus' importance and usefulness as someone to look up to for inspiration. Jesus had a deep mystical relationship with the God of his understanding. He was kind and compassionate, with a sense of justice that put him at odds with both religious and civil lawmakers of his day. His sense of self sprang from his recognition and acceptance of his true essence, which is the essence of all human beings. UUs are decidedly among those who don't believe that God dictated the Bible to writers who wrote it down verbatim, or that the New Testament is an unadulterated narration of Jesus' life and theology. The Gospels, Epistles, and books of the New Testament contain myths, parables, and events that human interpretations, human opinions, and human desires have transformed into doctrinal teachings. Once, while I was listening to a talk by spiritual teacher and author Eckhart Tolle, I heard him say this: "People have been repeating the words of Jesus for thousands of years, and who has really understood them? Maybe one or two Buddhists." How can we find out then what Jesus the prophet actually meant to tell us? How can we know for sure? Realistically, we can't. But we can use scholarship and heartfelt inspiration to delve into some possibilities. And after all, his interactions with others are the most valuable of his teaching, aren't they? Let's take a quick look back in time to see how we got to where we are today about the life and teachings of this prophet. In the first 300 years after Jesus' death, ideas about him became extremely diverse as a number of factions and movements produced a variety of beliefs, practices, and holy writings. During this time, a divided hierarchy of clergy that was based on those differences also developed. The Council of Nicaea, convened in the year 325 of the Common Era, was the first calling together of church hierarchies and was intended to include representatives from the various and diverse groups that had Jesus as part of their focus. Emperor Constantine, the first Roman emperor to convert to Christianity, initiated the council, ostensibly to resolve disagreements about the conflicting beliefs that had developed since Jesus' death. Scholars now believe that Constantine also, or maybe only, wished to consolidate his power over the known world of the time, one in which Christianity had become a major factor. The Council of Nicaea eventually adopted the Nicene Creed, which specifically and officially affirmed the divinity of Jesus and the concept of the Trinity. This creed became the prevailing dogma for Christianity, even in churches that came into being over 1,000 years later in the 1500s during the Protestant Reformation. Churches that we know today as most Protestant denominations, including Lutherans, Methodists, Presbyterians, for example. In the year 367 of the Common Era, 40 years or so after the Council of Nicaea, Athanasius of Alexandria, a Christian bishop, identified 27 holy writings that he thought fit properly within Christian church doctrine. These books are the ones we find in the New Testament today and are known as the canon or the canonical texts. While he was at it, Athanasius also condemned in order to be destroyed any holy writings that were not on his list of 27. A few of the non-canonical texts escaped the destruction. One example is the Nag Hammadi texts, 52 writings that were discovered in 1945 in a sealed container in an Egyptian cave, over 1,000 years after most of them were written. In the recent quest about more information about the historical Jesus and the modern study of surviving non-canonical holy books like these, we can shed light and produce some clarity on early beliefs about Jesus that were either minimized or dismissed outright by later Christian institutions. These texts include, among others, the Gospel of Mary Magdalene, written by a woman, heaven forbid, and the Gospel of Thomas, which purports to be a list of the sayings of Jesus, which are difficult to understand when read with today's cultural and religious mindset. Nowadays, when we read sacred texts such as the Upanishads or the Quran or the Torah or the Tao Te Ching, we are often looking for inspiration to feed our minds and souls, and to be introduced to the notions that we can explore with others. The non-canonical texts are certainly interesting in this regard. While I do not claim vast scholarly knowledge of early Christian writings, and I admit to having explored them through the very subjective lens of my own belief system, they do reveal more about who Jesus may have been and what he may have said or done. Doctrine like the Nicene Creed placed the God part of the Trinity up there in heaven, maybe? A father-like entity depicted as a mature male, imbued with human characteristics. But that God is distinct, separate from us. That would make the Jesus part of the Trinity separate as well, especially when doctrine adds that his humanness, unlike ours, was perfect and free from sin. In light of the creedal teachings on human sin and repentance, non-duality, or our non-separateness from God, challenges conventional doctrine. Yet nowadays, there is a serious movement away from the doctrinal God to a God that's mystery. This unanswered question frees us from simply obeying rules and counting sins. It allows us to embrace each other in the realm of individual and collective inner knowing and outward loving. Throughout the variety of places we can read about him, we can see that Jesus was in tune with this kind of faith and the relational way of life it creates. Jesus mingled with many people who had differences. Fishermen and tax collectors come to mind. They were fairly certain not to agree on a lot of things. But when they criticized each other, Jesus challenged them to look beyond the obvious, to see the sacred in one another. Are we trying to do that with people with whom we have differences? Jesus's non-judgment and compassion also led him to be present to the needs of people suffering from severe and long-term illnesses, loss of sight and hearing, mobility issues, mental health issues, and spiritual uncertainty. He fed people with food for body, mind, and spirit. Are we trying to do that? Jesus welcomed many women into his inner circle. Women were one of the marginalized people of his day. Jesus brought women forward, demonstrating that they were worthy of participation and a voice. Are we trying to do that with today's marginalized and downtrodden folks? Jesus was a rebel and a reformer. He saw what had become of his country, his culture, and his religion, and he advocated for change by speaking truth to power. Are we speaking truth to power? I guess we are after yesterday. So, what we know about Jesus, is it fiction or history? Metaphors or reality? Does our insistence on knowing which one get in our way? Of course, the more we know, the more we understand. But in the end, what is it that matters? Shouldn't the bottom line for our spiritual inspiration rest at resonance with Jesus' example? Isn't Unitarian Universalism a relational religion based on love, justice, equity, pluralism, and generosity in human relationships, along with the respect for the interdependent web of all existence to which we belong? Back in the spring 2020 issue of UU World magazine, in an article subtitled Jesus for UUs, Reverend Scott McNeil wrote this: I connect with Jesus as a person who wanted to fix the problems he saw in his faith community and society, to build a community that he knew was possible, rather than simply go through the motions of everyday life. Reverend McNeil concludes with this about his relationship with Jesus. It was in my de-deification of Jesus that I could reconnect with his story, trading Messiah for mentor. May we all Also, follow the example of Jesus as mentor as we journey through the days to come. Blessed be. Amen. Shalom.